It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's mid-March, March 13th and 14th, depending on when you listen to this. On Saturday, March 13th, it runs at 9 o'clock, and as well on Sunday, March 14th. Want to give a big shout-out to last week's guests, my show that ran on March 6th and 7th, and we had Phil Taub, who talked about Hero Pups, as well as a little bit with Swim with a Mission, and we'll have Phil back later this year to talk about Swim with a Mission as that encroaches on us this summer. So Hero Pups, of course, places pups with veterans and first responders. This weekend, though, I'm shifting gears a little bit. I'm going back into kind of my arts background. I am chair of the State Arts, New Hampshire Committee for the Arts. Have been on the Capital Center of the Arts Board, the Palace Theater Board, Opera New Hampshire Board. So even though I'm mostly a jock athlete, I love arts. So joining me this weekend is Rebecca Proctor, who is going to be talking about the Arts Center. And so, Rebecca, why don't you tell us about your background? When I talk to people offline, they say, geez, I really want to know more about the guest background. So tell us, Rebecca, where you grew up and your current situation in the Arts Center.
Well, I kind of grew up everywhere. You know, my father was in the military and my mother's English, so we traveled a lot and really never stayed anywhere longer than 3 years until I moved to Dover, New Hampshire. in 1991, and as a young adult, and made this my home. I've been here for many, many years, and so I actually started my business in advertising and marketing, and did that for, maybe 20 years. So I've had three careers, and this right here is the art center and the art world for me is my third career. And so I opened the door to the art center in December of 2017. Prior to that, I started my custom framing business and pretty much had been doing that for close to 14 years working and catering to the artist. So that's kind of how I get into what I am doing today.
Well, so when you moved around a lot, there's some advantages to that. You don't end up collecting clutter, right? So I
know. Yes.
That's too funny. Anyway, but tell us, this is interesting. The pandemic, of course, is bad. There's finally light at the end of the tunnel. We've been dealing with the virtual world for now over a year. Yet some muscle strength has developed. I know in our own company, people couldn't go to the dentist roughly between, March 16th and May 11th in New Hampshire. But once dentists were able to come back and we're seeing our dental claims flourish, and it's great. People have flocked back to the dentist. And as a company, three-quarters of our employees are working virtually, and we're more efficient than ever. So all of us have learned to pivot and be, creative during the pandemic. But one of the things I was interested in is that during the pandemic, the Arts Center became like the ultimate perfect safe place for artists to go. So how did that evolve, and how were they aware of it?
Well, what happened was as soon as, we heard about the pandemic and we had to close, at that point, I was just like, okay, what am I going to do? Like, I'm a worker, So I came to work every day to work. And so at that point, I was like, okay, how are we going to handle this? And at the time, we had been two and a half years, pretty much doing receptions, the Dover Art Walk, exhibits every month. So at that point, I was like, okay, we got to change. So one thing I had really been thinking about for a long time but just hadn't had the time was to do a virtual gallery. So this really the pandemic really put fire under me to get that going. So I was working with one of our resident artists, and at the time she was our artist in residence, Sarah Castasini, and I found a couple of things that I really liked, and we worked on putting together a virtual gallery. Then we started, okay, instead of doing 1 month exhibits, we're going to 2 months. And I really started promoting my work through all these online calls to artists all over, well, internationally. And once we launched it, we were ready to launch it. I believe it was June 1st was our first exhibit. And as soon as we launched that, we were ready, and it worked. I mean, we had people sending work from all over. It was so exciting. And it's still, every single month, it's the same thing. But we need to put, we put the calls out like a few months in advance, and we get the artwork in. And it allows us, so, you know, before we were doing a lot of receptions and spending a lot of money on, you know, the receptions. And we'd only get a hand, you know, maybe 20, 30 people showing up during that time. I feel like this is definitely a much better way to go, because it gives so many opportunities for the artist's work to be seen by people from all over the world.
So you can in a way, expanded your market by becoming virtual. I am curious, so when you said you put the call out, do you mean, do you literally have a network and you know all the local and national and international artists and you literally call people, or how does that work exactly?
Actually, what I do is I do a listing, and it's done, I put it in the newspaper, I put it on sites like Art, the Art Guide out of, I believe they're out of Connecticut, and then and also there's a place called artshow.com, and I post my listings there. And artists go looking at places to submit their work to. And that's, I mean, our last exhibit, we had works from, oh, my goodness, all over the U.S., Canada, England, France, Spain. So when I started seeing the response, it's very, very exciting. So I just we just will keep on doing what we're doing, and I think it's working for us. Well, I know it's working for us. It
Great.
Really has changed what we're doing here, and it helps with the expenses, because each person that submits their work, if they're not a member of the Art Center, they pay $25 to submit their work. And we also do cash rewards of $100 for each exhibit.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, the residency program itself helps, supports the local business owners. So how does that all work? How does it fit together? How do you marry people up to, you know?
Okay, that's really, it's a wonderful program, which we launched February of last year. So I was very, very excited about this program. I would just happen to run into a friend of mine that came to an event, and he's like, Rebecca, I love what you're doing, and I want to help, but, you know, what can I do? And so I said, well, let me put together a program. And he loved it, and it was the Artist in Residency program. So it gives an artist, three artists, 4 months to work in a studio, and the studio is like 200 square feet, beautiful. And it's paid by my dear friend Peter Henry from Market Square Jewelers, and he's going to be supporting this program again this year. But it gives three artists 4 months to put together a body of work. Now, we really want the artists to come in about at least 20 or more hours a week to put together the body of work to be shown the following year in a group show. Like, we have a group show of the artists from last year that will be next month. And so they learn to work with the other artists here, mentorships. They have an opportunity to take courses that we offer at no charge. Everything is at no charge to them. So it's been very successful. Actually, two out of the three people that have been with me have ended up staying as resident artists. So it's a really nice way to be able to recruit also artists that will fit into what we're doing here. So, so that's
terrific, really.
Yes.
Wanted to, if someone, we have our audience ranges, from the seacoast to the Concord mm-hmm. area and other mm-hmm. Parts of New Hampshire. So if someone mm-hmm. wanted to contact you, what's the best way of doing that?
Sure, they can call the Art Center. My phone number is 603-978-6702. Or they can go to our website, which is the Art Center. Dover.com. Our virtual gallery is the Art Center online gallery.
Great.
Where they can just email us. But we also, we're on every social, or pretty much. We tweet, we do Facebook, we do the Instagram. So we're pretty connected, and I do all of that pretty much by myself.
Yeah, you're a one-woman band, but we'll get to more of that after commercial break. So Rebecca Proctor, I know, has intrigued a lot of people out there, and we'll return after commercial break, which is probably going to be a Delta Dental commercial, and talk more about the Art Center and some of the other perks of being a resident, and then we'll get into as well the Teen Center and the Printmaking Center. So please stay tuned after commercial break with more of Rebecca Proctor. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And joining me this weekend, March 13th and 14th, is Rebecca Proctor, who's been telling us about the Art Center and her background. So let's start there, Rebecca. And once again, give us your contact information, the phone number, and you'd also mentioned, the website, as well as that you're connected in all sorts of social media, which is great. But give us that basic contact information.
Sure. The Art Center at RSP Studio, I'm sorry, the Art Center at gmail.com. My goodness. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Try that again. Okay.
And the phone number is, you said, is 9786... 978-6702, correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect.
And the Gmail account is theartcenterdover@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Or the website is www.theartcenterdover.com.
Perfect, because I know that artists are, there are artists out there that are looking, for these opportunities. So, you spoke about the residency program and how it's supported. So tell us, what are some of the other advantages and perks, of a residency?
Sure. Well, they have 24 hours access to their own studio. I have 15 artists that work out of the space. The space is 6,000 square feet. They have access to a custom framer. And I do help each one of them out in different ways. They get a chance to submit their work to all of the exhibits that we have at no charge. They're able to pretty much use the space for larger projects and bring guests in. So that's some of
wow,
the
that's
perks.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
So you have... You have 15 studios, so
mm-hmm.
how did you, that looks like that's a lot of space. How did you manage that? I mean, you can have sculptors and printmakers, but
right.
So tell us how you were able to facilitate that.
Well, I had been in the building at the Washington Street Mills for about 10 plus years. And each time, I started with one of the smallest spaces in the building. I think I remember going into a space that was not even 200 square feet. And I moved like 9 different times. And each time I expanded, I had an opportunity. I was working in an area of the building which we kind of developed. And it was a lot of artist studios, but everybody had their own independent studios. And as the artist, and I was there. And so I was kind of like the one people would go to. So once what started happening was, as the artists were moving out, the rents were going up, and then other businesses were coming in, and it just, the flavor was, I mean, just the flavor wasn't there. It was kind of, losing the charm that we had going there. And so I had an opportunity for probably less than half the space that I have now. And I decided to open up a gallery called River Sea Gallery. And I had five artists at that time. And then a couple years later, I had another opportunity to come to the first floor and a 6,000-square-foot space that was just completely built out for us when they did the renovations for the apartments here at Washington Street Mills. And so we were supposed to get in here like in July, but we ended up moving in December. I pretty much had all of the units rented before we even moved in.
Wow.
So that's how I got here.
Well, you truly are a one-woman band, a real estate tycoon, bringing arts to Dover. So are you working 24/7 on this?
Yes, I am.
I can imagine. Well, that's, you know, I've written a book on leadership, and I was able to interview a lot of successful leaders, both in business and arts and sports, and they all said the one trait, one characteristic they all say is you can outwork the competition. So it sounds like, you know, that's what you've been doing. It's terrific. So do you have any downtime, and are you an artist yourself?
Well, how I got into this business was through my custom framing business. I started as a photographer. I was on the road. I was a rep on the road, and I was just getting very bored. And finally, I said, I'm just going to take my camera. So I started taking my camera everywhere. And then I thought, oh, well, I can, you know, start getting my stuff framed and submitting my work to have it displayed. And I used to display my work. I was one of the first photographers to display at Market, the coffee, Breaking New Grounds in Portsmouth. And so at that point, I got into my framing business. I said, oh, I'm going to start this framing business, and it kind of took over my life.
Wow. And here you are. So tell
and
us
here
now,
I am.
Switching gears a little bit, tell us about the printmaking center, what it consists of, and who uses it.
Sure. Okay, so, well, right the week before COVID hit us and we had to close, we got a printmaking press delivered. I had wanted one for about 2 years. So we finally raised the money and got the press delivered. And so all of a sudden, we had to close down. And I have a printmaker here. As soon as we were able to start doing classes again, we opened up. We have the press. We open it up to artists. We have monthly memberships to come in and use it. If you're a member, it's $60 a month to come in and use it whenever you like. And or if you're a member here, if you're not a member, it's $100. If you are a member, it's $60 a month. So you come in, you bring your paper, your supplies, and you can use the printmaking press. We ended up this month. We ended up expanding. So we have, I think it's probably like 500 square foot space for our printmaking studio. So what we're doing is we're also offering classes to students. We have a private school that comes in, and they take classes, and they're learning how to print, printmaking, and we've opened it up to the teen center in Dover. So we hope to offer it to a lot of the area, just artists, to expand. You know,
wow.
It's been fun.
That's terrific. Boy, you really you take an idea and leverage it in a good way. So now you mentioned the teen center. So how does that work with you've also in your notes referenced charter schools and so forth. So how does that all kind of fit together?
Well, that was part of my educational part that I wanted to implement last year, which we did, starting off with the artist in residency program. And so now what we're doing is we're having teens come in, and they actually teach printmaking in several of the schools in Dover, but they're learning on the smaller press. So I thought, geez, this would be a real great opportunity for a lot of these kids going to the printmaking, to the Dover Teen Center, to be able to come over here and work in the studio with our resident printmaker, Sally Dion. And so they started coming over right after the pandemic. We allow 4 students at a time, and they come in, and it's all hands-on.
Wow.
And especially with the expansion, now we're working on workstations, so we can have more than 3 people in our printmaking studio.
Wow, that's terrific. Now tell us what printmaking on the edge. What is that all about?
Printmaking on the edge was an exhibit that it's an exhibit that we have up right now, and it opened in January and it runs through the end of February. We had people that are printmakers from all over the world who have submitted their work. I think we have close to 30 artists that submitted work, and the pieces are absolutely beautiful. And this is the exhibit where I think I told you we had people from all over the U.S., France, Ireland.
Incredible. So I think, I feel like I'm a really well-connected person, but I've learned so much. So why is this, with all your social media, why is this like, maybe because, a lot of my contacts are sort of, Nashua to Concord and a little less on the seacoast. Mm-hmm. But this is it's like a jewel, a best-kept secret in the state, all the ways you've leveraged things.
And we've gotten a lot of publicity, which since pretty much day one, we've been getting a lot of support from the community and from New Hampshire. We won the Micro Business of the Year Award in 2019, which was very exciting because we just opened the doors in December of 2017. So we just keep on doing what we're doing, and as things progress, then we look at where we might be able to expand when the timing's right.
Wow. And really, I'm so impressed. So, Rebecca, we are so lucky to have you in the arts community and in this micro business community and small business community and all the ways that you know how to make New Hampshire work, which is, connections, partnerships, being, for lack of a better term, strategically frugal. Congratulations on that
NHBC
award, by the way. So give us your contact information one more time, and then we'll close out the show.
Sure. I can be reached at 603-978-6702. Our website is www.theartcenterdover.com. And can I take this time to actually thank a couple of my sponsors?
Sure, absolutely. Please do, Rebecca.
Okay. Thanks. I would like to thank our sponsors, and they really have helped me over the years. The Closet Connection of Dover and Market Square Jewelers of Dover, Michael Dion, MD, DMD Family Dentistry in Derry.
Got to put a plug in for a dentist. I like that.
I know. And Northeast Dental, Delta Dental, for their support.
Great. Well, thank you,
Tom,
for that shout-out and all those shout-outs, and appreciate all that you've done. And I'm sure that when we're allowed to be back in Dover in person, I will connect with you. But thank you again for sharing this weekend with me. And give us your contact information just one more time, and then we'll end the program.
Sure. I can be reached at 603-978-6702. We have Facebook, which is the Art Center, and Instagram, and we tweet, and our website, www.theartcenterdover.com.
Perfect. Rebecca Proctor, thank you for joining me this weekend, March 13th and 14th, and for all you've done for the Dover community and the arts community in general, and the Art Center.